We now broadcast the 37th episode in our ongoing historical series, where we look at the lives and legends of the people and places that went into the making of the Vatican. Today's episode is called A New Heaven, A New Earth, and tells us about Bernini's work inside St. Peter's and how the astronomer Galileo was condemned. The series is written and presented by Jill Bevilacqua and produced by Sean Patrick Lovett.
The 17th century was a time of intellectual and scientific development, of growing religious tolerance and a questioning of church authority, an age of kings when the very concept of kingship was challenged.
In England, conflict between monarch and parliament flamed into civil war and led to the execution of Charles I.
On the other side of the Channel, a child of five became king. Louis XIV, the Sun King, was to reign for 72 years.
In the New World, immigrants and explorers kept coming. In 1620, the Pilgrim Fathers had crossed the Atlantic in the Mayflower. In 1637, Russian pioneers reached the shores of the Pacific.
It was an era of practical discoveries and inventions. Logarithms, the barometer, the telescope, and even an adding machine.
William Harvey demonstrated the circulation of the blood. A Dutchman named Grotius set out the principles of international law.
René Descartes founded a new system of thought.
The early decades saw flowering of metaphysical poetry, the appearance of the first opera, and movable scenery in the theatre.
Realism in painting, sculpture, and architecture was balanced taste for grand, spectacular effects.
It was the beginning of Baroque, with Rome leading the way.
The new Basilica of St. Peter's was now a consecrated church, and, it might seem, a finished product. But there was splendour still to come. Genius was at work again, in the form of the newly appointed architect, Gian Lorenzo Bernini, the man who was to give St. Peter's Square the distinctive look it has today.
But it was on the interior of the church that the last great architect of St. Peter's was first employed. Urban VIII, the Barberini Pope, commissioned Bernini to design the canopy or baldacchino over the main altar.
The bronze of the canopy, which took over 10 years to make, is said to have been taken from beams in the portico of the Pantheon, and this produced a famous pasquinade, Quod non fecerunt barbari, fecerunt barberini. What the barbarians didn't do, the barberini did.
Urban VIII was the pope who established the meticulous procedure to be followed for beatification and devotion to saints, a procedure which is still followed today. Urban also introduced the use of Your Eminence as a title for cardinals. In his government of the church, Urban brought his action into line with the Council of Trent, reformed the breviary, took an interest in church music, and gave more power to the Inquisition.
And here the Barberini pope blotted his copybook for all time. For in 1633, he ordered proceedings to be taken against the Italian astronomer and mathematician, Galileo Galilei.
In the year 1581, a young man was watching a bronze lamp swinging in the Cathedral of Pisa. He noticed that whatever the range of its movements, they were always the same length. This was Galileo's first important discovery. He next found that the speed of falling bodies was the same, whatever their weight, and to prove it, tossed two objects of differing weights from the top of the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
But it was with the telescope that Galileo was to make the most startling discoveries of all. In the autumn of 1609, he spent night after night stargazing, and when the English poet Milton visited him, he was able to recount that the Milky Way was powdered with stars. The moon had mountains and valleys, the sun had spots, and Jupiter had four satellites.
Galileo showed his telescope to the Doge of Venice, who stood on the top of the bell tower of St. Mark's and was delighted to be able to see ships 2 hours before their arrival in port.
In 1610, Galileo was in Rome with his telescope, showing the wonders of the skies to distinguished members of the papal court. His reception was so encouraging that he decided to publish his long-held belief in the Copernican system, even to the extent of trying to find scriptural confirmation for it.
This was Galileo's undoing. He was warned to confine his reading to the physical sphere and to avoid theology. the Holy Office declared as heretical the proposition that the sun is immovable in the centre of the universe and that the earth moves round it. Galileo was instructed not to hold, teach, or defend the condemned doctrine. He agreed to obey, but 16 years later he published his Dialogue on the Ptolemaic and Copernican Systems. It was hailed throughout Europe as a masterpiece of scientific exposition, but it was clearly in contradiction with the edict of 1616.
The scientist was summoned to Rome, and under threat of torture, compelled to abjure his theories. On his knees he heard the sentence, imprisonment for life, and the weekly recital of the penitential psalms for 3 years. He was eventually allowed to leave Rome, and spent the last 8 years of his life under house arrest in his villa in Arcetri. Cared for by his elder daughter, and gradually growing blind, Galileo nevertheless continued his researches and writings to the end, which came on January 8th, 1642.
Three centuries on, justice was finally done. On the 10th of November, 1979, Pope John Paul II declared to the Pontifical Academy of Sciences that the Church is deeply indebted to Galileo, who had to suffer greatly through the fault of churchmen.
Another man of vision, the German mathematician and astronomer Johannes Kepler, wrote to his friend Galileo.
Give me the ships and adjust the sails to the heavenly winds. There will be those who will not fear for themselves, even when faced by that immensity. Yea, let us go, O Galileo, to prepare a new astronomy for those descendants of ours who in a very short time will be trying out this way.
The series was written and presented by Jill Bevilacqua and produced by Sean Patrick Lovett.